When we say Baruch Shem Kavod Machusol Olam Voed after Shema, we say that because there are three references to, or three sources for the concept of saying Baruch Shem Kavod Machusol Olam Voed. The first is in the Tosefta. The Tosefta, Meseches Tainis, Perek Aleph, Halacha Yud Bey states that in the Mikdash, we never said Amen. Instead, we said Baruch Shem Kavod Machusol Olam Voed. We never answered Amen in the Mikdash. And in fact, we replicate this on Yom Kippur. When we say in the Musaf, V'hakohanim v'am, k'sha omdim bazara, hayu korim mitzachavim, we bow down, and then and they said, when they heard the name of Yudke Vavke, God's name, and said, V'omrim, Baruch, Shem, Kavod, Machus Olam Voed. We say this out loud on Yom Kippur. We're replicating what was done in the Beis HaMikdash. So again, when they heard God's name, the four-letter name of Hashem, so then they responded, Baruch Shem Kavod Olam Voed, sort of like a, you know, Baruch Baruch Shemo, like Baruch Hashem. You hear God's name, you have to issue a blessing. This they did in the Beis HaMikdash. The second source is in Devarim Rabbah, where the story is told, the Moshe Rabbeinu goes up to heaven, he hears that the angels are saying to God, Baruch Shem Kavod Machus Olam Voed, and Moshe went to tell this to Klal Yisrael, but we don't say it publicly, because this is a special jewel, this is a special treasure, and we don't want the angels to find out about it, so we say it quietly during the rest of the year, but on Yom Kippur, when we are like angels, so then we say, Baruch Shem Kavod Machus Olam Voed, out loud. Special blessing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Number one, in the Mikdash. And number two, on Yom Kippur. And the final source for saying Baruch Shem Kavod Machusol Olam Voed, this is specifically following Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. This is the Gemara Psachim Daf Nun Vav Amud Aleph, where the story is told that Yaakov calls his kids together at the end of his days, and he says, maybe one of you went off to Derech. How do I know that all of you are from? And his children say, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, that we only believe that there is one God. This is the key declaration of faith. And when they say Shema Yisrael, saying Shema Yisrael Yaakov, listen Yaakov, we all believe Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. In response, Yaakov said, Baruch Shem Kavod Machusol Olam Voed. And so the question is, what should we do? In the Torah, we say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad v'ahavtas Hashem Elokecha. In the Torah, there's no reference to Baruch Shem Kavod Machusol Olam Voed. However, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say it. Moshe Rabbeinu said Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad v'ahavtas Hashem Elokecha v'chol levavcha v'chol nafshecha v'chol me'udecha. Moshe Rabbeinu did not say Baruch Shem Kavod Machusol Olam Voed, but Yaakov did. So therefore, we say it quietly. So these are three different sources as to the recitation of Baruch Shem Kavod Machusol Olam Voed in the Mikdash instead of Amen. The angel said it, special treasure that Moshe heard from the angels, and Yaakov responding to his children, expression of faith. So we say this after we say Shema, but we say it during the year quietly.